It's here. It's finally here.
This is it. Finally here.
It's finally here.
What is?
The beginning of the end of the beginning has begun.
Get a hold of yourself. You're not making any sense.
Beginning. Beginning of everything.
Speak English.
It's Monday morning.
It's the start of the work week.
You're excited about that?
Not just that.
Also,
it's showtime.
Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
Yes, indeed. It's the Monica J. Show. Happy Monday. Happy March 1st. How you doing? I hope you had a great weekend. I know I did. I was so busy. Great rally at the Capitol, our state capitol in Carson City on Saturday. Sunday, I was with the Nevada Grassroots Patriots at Code Coffee. Things are happening. People are stepping up. And I'm not talking about politicians. I'm not talking about people who have always followed politics. Those who always go to the Lincoln Day dinners and you see the same faces everywhere you go. I'm talking about average citizens. I'm talking about the silent majority. It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So glad you're here. And I hope you head on over to 991fmtalk.com. Today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Once a master plan is approved, should it have a time limit on it before any changes can be made? Imagine that, approving a master plan. All those things that go into it, all the hours, all the money for studies and surveys, and then you have a developer come along and just, you know, blow it out of the water. So here's today's poll. Once it's approved, should there be a time limit on it? Let it settle. Let some decisions actually, you know, run out that have already been made. So your options are no, do not change that master plan. Yes, you can change it anytime. Yes, but only after a year. Let it sit for a little bit. Or yes, but only after 5 years. Friday's poll question, should politicians be allowed to manage pandemics? 4% said yes, 26% said no. 25% said no, they use them for their own purpose, not the welfare of society. 19% said hell no. 15% said no, they were elected to listen to the people, but do not allow us to voice our opinion. They have used the current pandemic to stifle our voices and serve their own agenda. 1% said, really? This is actually a question? No. 5% said, everything the government touches turns into the DMV or the post office. What could possibly go wrong? And 5% of those participating in the poll said, who do you propose to manage the pandemic? We the people? Individually? On our own? Yeah, imagine if people actually had common sense. There is an answer to that question. And that is medical experts. You take medical experts, actual doctors with clinical experience. Doctors that have no ties whatsoever to pharmaceutical companies, to billionaires, and a few other things. And you put a panel together outside of the CDC to monitor these things. Give it a name. Council on Infectious Disease, or whatever you want to do. And you make sure that they are not corrupted. And then you let them make the decisions, passing it on to representatives. Not government officials, government representatives. And then manage it that way. Because we are still a country divided. So divided. We've got states that have never shut down, never mandated masks, that are doing just fine. And then you have the complete opposite with Nevada, California, Washington, Oregon, Michigan, New York, where rates are overblown because, well, that's what the powers that be wanted. They wanted numbers. We need numbers, people. Let's put infected people back with non-infected people who are in the most serious range of contracting this disease, this virus. Doesn't matter if it was COVID. Had it been the flu, you would have seen increased deaths as well. COVID-19 is a variation of a cold, a virus that has been manufactured. If you can't follow the evidence that it has been manufactured and released into society for a purpose, then I direct you to the World Economic Forum, the International Monetary Fund, and all of the others out there who are pushing globalism. Because that's what the whole purpose of this was. And how quickly, because of fear being pushed by the media, how quickly we caved. And how distant elected representatives became. Interesting. Wasn't really hearing anything from Washington, D.C., were we? All right, enough of that. 991FMTalk.com. Love your participation in today's poll because master plans, boy, you would think they would be put in purpose for a reason. I ask you to take a look at all of the growth that we are seeing here in Northern Nevada and just ask yourself a few questions. Like, where are all the vital services? Where's the infrastructure for all of this? All you have to do is go out to, between Golden Valley, between Stead Boulevard and I forget the one that's before that, because that's the road that I would take to go home, Lemon Valley. When I lived out there, boy, I saw the writing on the wall then. My husband and I both, we got out of that area. Because even 20 years ago, you could see the growth plans, houses being put right on top of each other. Go out there now and see all the townhomes and apartments that have been built. And then look at the road right next to them. Two-lane road. Hundreds and hundreds of townhomes. Wouldn't you think infrastructure would see the future and say, you know, we really should make this either a four-lane road or widen the two-lane road and put lanes for turning? No. The congestion it's going to cause out there. And then you know what? The complaints are going to start. It's just it's a perpetual cycle. You can watch it in every neighborhood. First comes the houses, the people, the complaints. And then that's when everything goes in and gets changed. It's the cycle of building, kind of like the cycle of life. And we just keep growing and growing and growing, which managed growth is a wonderful thing. Rampant growth, not so good. It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back with March. It's March 1st. We've got some fun stuff for you, including a giveaway that, once again, that cancel culture, it's not going to be canceled here. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Welcome to March. March is Adopt a Rescued Guinea Pig Month. It's also American Red Cross Month and Bleeding Disorders Awareness Month and Brain Injury Awareness Month and Clap for Health Month and Credit Education Month and Dolphin Awareness Month, Employee Spirit Month, International Ideas Month, Birth Month, and... Seriously? I'm not even halfway through this stinking list. How about Look It Up Yourself Month or Sorry for Wasting Your Time Month?
Okay, that's enough.
Fox News and live FM talk radio. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. And live right now with your calls.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here today. It's live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Just looking at a couple things here as we celebrate March 1st. You know, President John F. Kennedy founded the Peace Corps on March 1st, back in 1961. It still is, a successful volunteer organization, which has since sent at least 235,000 Americans abroad to developing countries to help with healthcare, education, and other human needs. See, that's what we do. We volunteer. That's what we do. We volunteer. The government, they volunteer our money. Hey, on March 10th, boy, where would we be without this? Alexander Graham Bell made the first ever phone call. Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you. Twitter actually launched March 21st, and here they are now crumbling because of censorship. Who would have thunk it? St. Patrick's Day, March 17th. Get ready to wear your green. And then, of course, most famous, beware the Ides of March. Always one of my favorites. Here we are in a time where pastors are imprisoned in a maximum security prison while letting real criminals out. Why? Because they keep their houses of worship open. You know, I had such a great time yesterday at Nevada Grassroots Patriots. A lady got up and spoke, and she refused to wear a mask at church. And so they didn't let her in. So she grabbed up her kids and she left. One of her children has epilepsy. Can't and shouldn't be forced to wear a mask. Church said, just wear the mask in until you get to your seat and then you can take it off. What the hell? You go into a restaurant. Oh, here, put this on. Walk to your table. Now you can take it off. What the hell? So her husband, also a part of the church itself, part of the prayer team, said, no, doesn't work this way. So he quit the prayer team. Pastor was so upset, went to their home and wanted to know why. Why did you leave the church that you have been coming to for so many years? Because you won't put on a mask. Then they broke out what the Bible says. Changed the pastor's mind. Went back to the congregation. Now they're completely open. Fortunately, that's here in Northern Nevada. But in Canada, Justin Trudeau, you know, their leader who is pushing globalism, who is pushing the mandatory vaccines, the mandatory masks. Yeah. They imprison Pastor James Coates of Canada's Grace Life Church. Maximum security. Just think about that for a little while. Back here in this country, salon owners, moms, being put in jail. When criminals have been released from jail because of this hoax, who have gone on to rape, to rob, and to murder. Do you see the division that they're creating with all of this? I truly hope so. Where are your representatives? Shouldn't they be the ones that are out there screaming the loudest because of these injustices? No. Vaccine is your choice. Absolutely, 100% should be your choice. If you want to have it, have it. If you don't want to have it, don't. And there should never be vaccination cards, vaccination passports. May I see your papers, please? That's your vaccination passport. Well, I find this very nice, the 81st legislative session being put out, the second biweekly newsletter. If you're not signed up to get this, you really should. Nice little picture there of Settlemyer getting his vaccine. I love how we have to see pictures of people getting their vaccines. I find it very interesting. Good. Good for him. If he wanted it, great. But while you're doing that, could you also tell me, though, why, if anything happens to somebody here in this country, you have no recourse against the pharmaceutical companies? Yeah, they have this no liability put in place. Isn't that nice? Can you tell me why then Biden has authorized $4 billion in U.S. taxpayer money to pay for vaccine injuries in other countries? Just another screw you to the American people. Where are our elected representatives on that? Wow. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Eternally optimistic. We'll get back to your email right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1 KKFT. Talk that matters most. FM Talk 99.1.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. It's your show, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And today's poll question, I hope you participate, 991fmtalk.com. Once a master plan is approved, you know, that plan that looks at growth and what you want from the community, that seems to be changed for most communities as soon as it's put into place and voted on. Once a master plan is approved, should it have a time limit before any changes could be made? No, yes, anytime, yes, but only after a year, and yes, but only after 5 years. Friday's poll question, should politicians be allowed to manage pandemics? 4% said yes. Everybody else said no, hell no. They're not doing us any good because they don't have the medical and scientific background. And it's very interesting how, with all of this, it's all about censorship. Why are they censoring the information that has some states open with no issues? And other states, Democrat-controlled, by the way, major issues, people losing their businesses, people still unemployed, and the list goes on and on. But I'm not going to be continuing on that because I want to get to this email about my attitude and my doom and gloom. Hey, Monica! Exclamation point. Do you remember the speech that the pedophile who is currently occupying the White House made last week that was all gloom and doom? On your show, you commented that it's not what America needs. America needs positive thoughts and encouragement to open up and move forward. Yet whenever I tune into your show, all I hear is gloom and doom. It's gotten so bad that I'm unable to listen to your show. I don't need more gloom and doom in my life. I wish that you would rethink the format of your show and make it more positive and uplifting so that people enjoy listening to your show rather than feel like they've been punched in the gut whenever you sign off. Thank you for your consideration. Eternally optimistic listener in the Tahoe Basin. So, you know, I get so frustrated when people don't sign their names. I like to talk to people directly. But so we'll just refer to this person as eternally optimistic. There's a point where if you cannot move forward because of the political surroundings, you need to know that. I'm sorry if you feel it's all gloom and doom. I try to mix fun things into it, but maybe you just keep catching it at the wrong time. We're going to have coming up on the program within the next few days, Tim Rhodes, who helps people live their best life, which is what we should all be out doing. I love this picture that a nice listener just sent me about the amazing weekend that he had out bike riding, cycling, looks like mountain biking, on private property with a good-sized group of people. Getting out and having fun. I mean, look at this weather. Yes, we have spring in March. We're going to be into spring here very shortly. But we've had spring weather for, gosh, months. Yet so many people are still afraid to go out. So many businesses are still locked down. But we have some very positive news this morning. And that is the packets that were given to legislative members about letting businesses reopen under their conditions, under their terms. Let business people decide what is best for their business. If you don't want to go into that business because they're not wearing masks, go someplace else. Go someplace else that feeds the fear. I don't wear a mask. I'm at the rallies. I'm at the Patriot meetings. I'm hugging people. I'm loving on people. I'm living a great life. Because I haven't stopped living my life. So I try to bring my positivity by trying to get you to understand that the science in everything that is going on around us has been manipulated to fear people into submission. And you should know that. And so I'm not going to sugarcoat things. You can either live under the rule of tyranny, or you can stand up to your elected representatives and say, hey, what the heck are you doing? Why aren't you fighting harder for me? So, eternally optimistic. I'm eternally optimistic as well. Because I know we are going to get through all this. But what do we do once we get to the other side? Do we let this happen again? because they're already pushing variants. You know, you got the UK variant, you got the African variant. Because if people didn't learn from the first time, and I'm not even talking about COVID, I'm talking go back to SARS. Go back to all the other viruses that have been manipulated for their practice sessions to see what they actually have to do to shut things down. Why didn't we shut down during SARS? Why didn't we shut down through all of the different viruses that have come along for the two-year cycle that's been going every 2 years? Why this one? Why made up numbers? Why manipulated numbers? See what they could do. See what they could get away with. And they got away with so much. So much. So, I will continue to be optimistic. But I'm not going to blow sunshine up your, well, you know. So, just a couple of things that you should be aware of. That once again, you can find out for yourself, like at weforum.org. What's that? That's the World Economic Forum. This particular article, why we need the Davos Manifesto for a better kind of capitalism. You know, capitalism. What this country was founded on, why we are so successful. Let me just share one thing here with you, because they've got this manifesto all laid out on, let's see, shareholder capitalism, which is quite interesting. You need to know this for yourself. There's stakeholder capitalism, shareholder capitalism, and a few other things that they like to point out. But I think the most important is that shareholder capitalism. But that wasn't the whole story. Advocates of shareholder capitalism, including Milton Friedman in the Chicago School, had neglected the fact that a publicly listed corporation is not just a profit-seeking entity, but also a social organism. Together with financial industry pressures to boost short-term results, the single-minded focus on profits caused shareholder capitalism to become increasingly disconnected from the real economy. Many realize that this form of capitalism is no longer sustainable. The question is, why have attitudes become to change only now? Because shareholder capitalism, currently the dominant model, they want more. They want to switch it to stakeholder capitalism. So what is stakeholder capitalism? That's where the government has control of your business. stakeholder capitalism is their way of saying socialism. Don't be confused. We should seize this moment to ensure that stakeholder capitalism remains the new dominant model. To that end, the World Economic Forum is releasing a new Davos Manifesto, which states that companies should pay their fair share of taxes, show zero tolerance for corruption, uphold human rights throughout their global supply chains, and advocate for a competitive level playing field, particularly in the platform economy. What does that mean? Well, for starters, a new measure of shared value creation should include environmental, social, and governance goals as a complement to standard financial metrics. It's their way of saying they're going to control how you do business. They're going to make sure that, well, whether you can afford it or not, your cups are biodegradable. Your straws are biodegradable. If you can even have straws. Look it up for yourself. The Davos Manifesto. Global agenda, corporate governance, governance for sustainability. We're already in a globalism state of mind when it comes to making money. So why don't we just push it over the edge with health, welfare, security, military forces? Why don't we just put it all under one umbrella? Darn it! There's that country out there that's a thorn in the side of everything that they are trying to do. It's called the United States. Because we have the Constitution on our side. And that keeps me very optimistic. We'll be back after this on The Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The FM news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thanks for being here. Quick legislative update for you today. The message on SJR8. That's the Equal Rights Amendment, which is far from equal rights. This is not pro-woman. It's anti-family, anti-woman, and especially anti-girl. Just as a reminder, back in 2019, there were Republicans who voted yes on this bill. From Churchill Douglas Line and Story County, Senate Minority Leader at the time, James Settlemyer. From Washoe County, Heidi Gansert. From Washoe and Carson, Ben Kiekeffer. From Clark County, Scott Hammond. Also Clark County, Keith Pickard. Joe Hardy. If this passes, which I have been assured it will, it's going to go to a vote of the people. Because they're changing our Constitution. And if you have a daughter, even a wife, sister, you should be outraged, because girls' safety and privacy will be at risk in school bathrooms, locker rooms, showers, in motel rooms, on trips, because transgender biological boys use those facilities. So we urge just anyone to vote no. But somebody is actually feeling that she's not sure it's worth a no vote. New Senator Carrie Buck. Why isn't it worth a no vote? Interesting.